Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
What's old is new again, and that's certainly the case with biofibers. Long before people used trees to make paper, they depended on the fibers from cotton, flax, and papyrus. Once again, though, we're turning to plants in the search for more environment-friendly feedstocks for the products essential to our modern economies. And while still in its infancy, the market potential for biofibers runs into the billions. One scientist involved in the development of new technologies to support the use of biofibers is Wade Shute of the Alberta Research Council.
The fiber properties that occur in different raw materials have a direct impact on the resulting products that you make from them. For example, wheat straw itself produces a wonderful pulp that can be used in paper to impart sheet smoothness and also to reduce energy consumption in terms of refining after the fact. There are some other opportunities with respect to reinforcement fibers from plants such as hemp and flax.
Plants can also be used to make composite materials to replace wood, geotextiles for waste management, and chemicals for the plastics industry. For example, one day soon, your cell phone case could be made from cereal or coconut residue. Thanks today to the Alberta Research Council. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.